Let's look at the incredible picture that the covenant of marriage paints and how it relates to our relationship with the Lord. And what better way to look at it than to look at one of the most incredible marriages found written in the pages of our Holy Scripture, the marriage of Hosea and Gomer. Now you may know the story. The prophet Hosea is commanded by God in chapter 1 to marry a woman that is a harlot, a promiscuous woman, Gomer. This we know now the Lord did to paint for us a canvas that exemplifies the love of God and mercy towards the unfaithful, unlovable, idolatrous people, his chosen and prized possession, Israel. We fast forward two chapters, chapter 3. Listen to the command the Lord gives to Hosea. This is how he is to respond to Gomer's adultery. Yet again. And the Lord said to me, "Go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." Now where it says Israelites, you can replace that with your name. Because the love of the Lord for you as a believer is the same as the love that God commanded Hosea to have and show to his adulterous wife. And furthermore, Gomer is a picture of all believers who constantly turn in idolatry to other things. Chapter 4, "Hear the word of the Lord, O children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or steadfast love, and no knowledge of God in the land." That's right, you and I are a perfect depiction of Gomer and our spiritual adultery, where we turn to other gods, idolatry, covetousness, self-righteousness, anger. And in the marriage with the Lamb, the Lord our God sent Jesus to rescue us, his prized possession at a price. Look at chapter 3, verse 2. "So I bought her," says Hosea, "for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lethic of barley." Hosea purchased his own wife back. Hosea paid for what was rightfully his. Now if you and I are Gomer, then Hosea is none other than a picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is faithful and paid the ultimate price, his blood, his holy, perfect, righteous blood. He paid for what already belonged to him, his creation. For all things were created through him and for him, and nothing was created without him that was created. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. This is the extent through which the groom, the perfect husband, loved his wife, his church. And in this picture, he presents to us the way we should love in our marriage, our wives, our husbands, not as a matter of worthiness, but as a clear command and example of the one who rescued us from our spiritual promiscuity, the greater Hosea, who rescued us, paid for us, loved us, redeemed us, forgave us. What can we possibly deny forgiveness to? What can you possibly hold forgiveness from? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the picture of your love for us, that you help us understand the pain that you've have when we turn from you. Help us love you and love all people in the manner in which you displayed for us, for your Son's sake. Amen.